We all know about the president who led the nation through the Civil War, but who was the first president to be born after the conclusion of the Civil War? We'll give you a minute to guess his name, and then give you the answer when the American Countryside returns after this. His roots were in the Civil War, although he was actually born after its conclusion.
He was the first president born after the Civil War. His father was a drummer boy for the Union Army in the Civil War, and after he returned home, he married his childhood sweetheart, Phoebe Dickerson Harding, and together she and George had 8 children. Warren was the oldest, born on November the 2nd of 1865.
Melinda Gilpin oversees the President Warren Harding Home in Marion, Ohio.
He was a newspaper owner and publisher. He purchased a small newspaper at the age of 19 here in Marion called the Marion Daily Pebble. He renamed it the Marion Star and owned it almost the rest of his life. He sold the newspaper while he was president, just a few months before his death in June of 1923.
While a newspaper man, he was elected to the Ohio State Senate in 1899 and later as lieutenant governor. After Woodrow Wilson's 2 terms as president, the Republicans were looking for a candidate to end 8 years of Democratic control. Warren Harding was an unlikely choice.
There were a number of different factions in the Republican Party in 1920. Harding was kind of a benign second choice. He wasn't really seen as someone who was a leader, someone who was very outspoken of his views. He was seen, and even in Marion before politics, seen as someone that could bring opposing parties together and develop compromise and consensus.
Harding campaigned for office in what today seems a most unusual way. The story of what he did is next time as we travel the countryside in Marion, Ohio. I'm Andrew McCray.